The Blue Jays continue their Friday fade. They're 1-6 on Fridays this year, and even in that one win, they lost Jose Reyes for half the season. Phone lines are open. We're going to Blue Jays talk it up. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell and long distance. 1-888-666-0590. So get those dialing fingers dialing. A disappointing game. The Blue Jays get thoroughly dominated by Hirooki Kuroda over eight innings, but they had been playing so well for the last week. Try not to forget about that. This is their first loss since last Friday night, but it's the third straight time they've been shut out on a Friday, and it's their seventh loss to the Yankees in eight games. And I don't know if you remember, but back in March we were talking about what a great thing it was that the Blue Jays had 10 games against the New York Yankees before Victoria Day, because they were going to catch the Yankees without Curtis Granderson, without Mark Teixeira, without Derek Jeter, without Alex Rodriguez. None of those four guys has played 1 second of the eight games these teams have played against each other this season, and the Blue Jays have but one win. They're pretty much a 500 team against the rest of baseball, but they have been just awful against a Yankee team that has been without most of its best players. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We are taking your phone calls right up until the top of the hour across the country. And then we're going to Blue Jays talk it up all the way till 11 o'clock Eastern on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet590.ca, Rogers Digital Cable Channel 904, and your Rogers radio app. So all kinds of ways that you can get to us here in the Bronx. Blue Jays falling 5-0 to the New York Yankees. You might remember that the Blue Jays lost 5-0 last Friday night as well, and then didn't lose between then and now. So you'll take a 5-0 loss every Friday if it means four wins in between. That happens, everybody's just fine. But it's just, games like this are tough. Seems as though they didn't make Hirooki Kuroda work. I mean, David Rackley helped out. The home plate umpire was giving Kuroda balls off the outside corner all night long. Mark Burley was not getting those calls, but got 24 outs in eight innings, and he only faced 26 hitters. You have to do a better job than that. Let's get started with Rick in Toronto, listening in on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hi. How are you? I remember last year. How many games are they out of first place there, Mike? Right now?
Doesn't matter. It's May 17th.
What would it be? 9 games out of first place or 7.5 games of wild card, as you said last year? Anyways, what do the Jays have to go in order to get 90 wins or 93 wins? Is that the magic number?
No, we don't know what the magic number is. And you know, what, again, I've talked about this before.
Right. So what?
I've talked about this before, Rick, and the answer doesn't change.
I know.
In order,
pardon me?
Sorry, are you just going to keep asking questions? You're going to let me answer one?
Go on, Mike.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
The answer doesn't change. If the Blue Jays are going to get back in the race, they're going to have to start playing some really, really good baseball. Like, you know, winning 7 out of 10, which is what they did going into tonight's game. They're going to have to do that a lot. So figuring out they need to do X in order to win 90 games, that's all well and good. But, yeah, they're going to have to start playing really, really well. And that's what happens to playoff teams when they have long, crappy stretches. They wind up playing really well the rest of the season. We have yet to see the Blue Jays do that for more than 10 games. But that's what they're going to have to do. So coming up with they're going to have to do X doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't prove anything one way or the other, it doesn't help anything.
They just have to win. That's basically it.
They have to win a bunch of games. A lot more than they lose the rest of the way. All right. Thanks for the call. Excellent point. Well, I don't know. On the heels of that, we are going to step away and let you good callers call in and take a look at the scoreboard, see what else is going on around Major League Baseball as we continue. Phone lines are open, and again, we're taking your calls right up to the top of the hour on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, the top of the next hour, 11 o'clock Eastern Time on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Stick with us. If you're not in the Toronto listening area, you can find us on sportsnet590.ca. Even if you are in the Toronto listening area, you can find us in all these places. Sportsnet590.ca, Rogers Radio app, Rogers Digital Cable Channel 904. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance one, 888-666-0590. Blue Jays lose it, 5-0 to the Yankees. It's a Honda postgame show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bronx, New York, Yankee Stadium, which has been an absolute house of horrors for the Toronto Blue Jays this season. The Blue Jays are now 1-7 this year against the Yankees. They have lost 5 straight here in the Bronx. They lose 5-0 tonight, dominated by Hiroki Kuroda. I'm Mike Wilner. We will continue to Blue Jays talk it up on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, after the top of the hour. But right now, let's check the scoreboard, see what else is going on. The Tampa Bay Rays trying to get up over 500, lead the Baltimore Orioles 12-7. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mariners and Indians are tied at 3, bottom of the eighth in Cleveland. It's Detroit 2, the Rangers 1. That game is in the top of the sixth. Twins lead Clay Buchholz and the Red Sox 2-1 through 5 on the strength of a Pedro Florimone home run. Over in the National League, the Phillies on top of the Reds 5-3. Phillies scoring a pair in the bottom of the eighth to render Joey Votto's game-tying home run in the eighth far less meaningful. The Dodgers trail the Braves 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Justin Upton with a grand slam in that game, his 14th home run of the season. Through five, St. Louis leads the Brewers 7-3. In the bottom of the third, the Giants and Rockies are tied 4-4. Earlier, the Mets beat the Cubs 3-2. Matt Harvey is 5-0. The Diamondbacks beat the Marlins 9-2. Paul Goldschmidt with a couple of home runs, and they're in the bottom of the eighth in the lone interleague game of the night. The Houston Astros lead the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 4-2. Here it was 5-0 Yankees over the Blue Jays. Jays are 1-6 on Fridays. Don't know why. Their four-game win streak is over. They will try to start another one tomorrow. Brandon Morrow on the hill for the Jays, making his first start in almost 2 weeks because of back spasms. He is 1-2. He's up against the Yankee righty David Phelps, also 1-2. We're on with a full pregame starting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern for a scheduled 1:08 first pitch. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. See you tomorrow.
Back 0-2, swing and a miss. He just struck out another one. So down goes Edwin, and now it gets down to J.P. Arencibia trying to bring that leadoff double home.
One of only 5 strikeouts for Hiroki Kuroda, but that was the second one. Back-to-back strikeouts, Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion in the first inning after Melky Cabrera's leadoff double. J.P. Arencibia would line hard right back to the mound, but not an RBI single stolen from him because the Yankees had the shift on and Robinson Cano would have made that play behind Kuroda had Hiroki not stuck out his glove and gotten a nice little present that he had no idea was coming. And that was the only time the Blue Jays threatened Hiroki Kuroda through his eight innings. They lose 5-0 to the New York Yankees. It's their second straight 5-0 loss on a Friday night. The last time was John Lester's near-perfect game. This time, Hiroki Kuroda just thoroughly dominating the Blue Jays. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk. We're taking your calls at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Lines are open, so dial me up. The Blue Jays' four-game win streak is over. They had performed so well offensively with 33 runs in their last three games, 36 over that four-game win streak. They have now won 7 out of their last 11 games with this loss, which is 103 win pace. But of course, before these last 11 games, they were on a 52 win pace for the season at 10-21. Back to the phones we go. George is in Burlington. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hiya. See if you can help me out, and I guess a couple of 10,000 other guys that are wondering, or girls that are wondering about this. The Yankees switched their team in the spring. Really big switch, and they've had any number of injuries and people taken off. The Blue Jays switched their team in the spring, had any number of injuries and take somebody off. The Yankees are at the top of the wall, and we're right down at the bottom of the wall, the Jays. What the hell is it? Is it scouting? Is it money? Is it management? What? Why the hell? The Yanks don't have any better hitters or batters or pitchers or anything else than we do.
Nope. You're absolutely right. I don't think it's any of those things. It's not money, that's for sure, because the Blue Jays spent more money this offseason than the New York Yankees did.
That's right.
The Yankees did bring in veteran guys, you know, like Vernon Wells and Lyle Overbay and Jason Nix, but they were, Nix wasn't brought in this offseason, but they were guys who, and Kevin Youkilis, who were coming off of horrible years, and in Vernon's case, two horrible years in a row, and Lyle hadn't been really good for a long time. And I don't know what it is. You look at the Yankees relative to their opposition, and coming into today's game, the Yankees were being out-hit by their opponents over the course of the season. Their opponents had a batting average 5 points higher. They had the exact same on base, and the Yankees' slugging percentage was 7 points higher. So they were almost playing their opposition dead even, and yet here they are 10 games over 500. These things just happen sometimes. The only problem is they really never seem to happen to the Blue Jays, or at least not in the last 20 years.
And if you watch the Yankees, they're playing team ball. They're not trying to worry about their home run hits and their own personal record. The Blue Jays, only the last two or three days, they're playing a bit of short ball. They're getting people on. They're knocking in.
Well, two weeks, yeah.
Here,
but again, you're going off the rails.
They've been swinging for the and yeah. Sending out flies. One other thing that is beyond me, and this is a stupid question, but I need to answer it. How the hell do we get half a point? We were down 9.5 points. Now we're down 8.
They're not points. They're games. Games behind in the standings. When you play when you've played a different number of games than your opposition, you can be down by a half game. The way it works is for every game you win and the team you're chasing loses, you gain a game in the standings. But if you lose and they don't play, you drop a half game. At the end of it all, it evens up.
I can never figure that out. Well, anyway, I'm frustrated. I've had season tickets since the year one. I was at the Snow Bowl, and I love that game. And they're going to do something, perhaps. Dear God, I hope they do. But good luck to you guys. You do a terrific job on that show.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that a lot. I understand the frustration. Hopefully, you know, games like this are going to happen. Hopefully, they start happening less and less often, and that's kind of the thing. I mean, you kind of lost me a bit with that whole team ball, short ball sort of thing. The Yankees, the only thing the Yankees are doing better than the Blue Jays is winning. They're getting very good pitching performances at big times. They're getting the right offensive contributions at the right times from players. It's confounding. Like I said, I mean, look at the numbers. Their OPS is 7 points higher than their opponents. 7 points. And yet here they are, or it was going into tonight, and here they are 10 games over 500. Robbie in Toronto, you're up next on the Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Yeah, typical Blue Jays, and they kind of have to win a game or want to win it. You'd love to see them win a game. They go out and come up with a completely useless effort. But
so anyway, the last four games you didn't want to see them win?
No, I mean, interdivision. You know, like, I mean
so
nice
two against,
beat the Yankees
the two against Boston Saturday and Sunday last week, you didn't.
After
they
losing 14 of 18. I mean, they were due to win one game. Now that they're, what's their chance of making the playoffs? What is it?
I hate
like,
to tell you, Robbie.
7%. What is it?
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything that that math, whatever formula says they have a 2.7% chance of making the playoffs.
Well, you're always talking about statistics and facts. Well, what do you mean? Doesn't mean anything?
That is neither a statistic nor a fact.
That is
a made-up formula based on teams with this record at this point in the season and all that stuff.
What else could you use? That their record's their record. Mike, what are you talking about?
So let's say there's a 2.7% chance of them making the playoffs.
Correct. That's where they stand
and
right
they make,
now.
Let's say they make the playoffs, and I'm not saying by any chance
they'll make the playoffs. They're not going to beat a team in
the
East. I mean,
let's say they make the playoffs this year. Well, you can say, there was a 2.7% chance.
It's not going to
happen very often, but it happens.
Do you think they'll be anywhere other than last place by the end of the year this year?
Absolutely.
I know, but you've been saying that since the start of the year. You said that last year, too.
They did finish last year.
What's that?
Did they finish last or they finished fourth last year?
No, they did not.
I can't even remember.
They beat Boston by one game.
Yeah, right. See, there you go. So I said they wouldn't finish last year. They didn't.
So anyway, let's put it this way. At the rate they're going, and we come to the All-Star break, and they're sort of in the same position.
Right.
Do you think that Anthopoulos will trade Burley and Johnson and get... I mean, Johnson definitely. I mean, he's not going to come back next year. He'll have no interest in Burley. Unfortunately, I think he has very little interest in being in the East. Okay, I mean, it's been a lot.
Can we have one show this year where a caller doesn't call in and say what he thinks a guy is thinking? You have no idea what these guys are thinking. There's this popular opinion that Mark Burley doesn't want to be in Toronto, that he doesn't like pitching in the AL East, all this stuff. Mark Burley has never said one word, even reasonably close to indicating that he doesn't want to be here. So can we all just please stop, please? Thank you. As for the question, Robbie, I don't think the Blue Jays are going to continue being this bad at the All-Star break. If they are, then yes, I think they will endeavor to trade Josh Johnson, assuming that he's healthy. I think they will try to trade Mark Burley, not because he doesn't want to be here, but because he's going to be 35 years old, and because there's a ton of money remaining on his deal, and because you've got Drew Hutchison and Kyle Drabek coming back, you've got Sean Nolan on the way up. So I think those are the players that they would be looking to move. Perhaps Melky Cabrera, maybe not, I don't know. It's only one more year of him. But yeah, if the Blue Jays can't get back in this thing, yes, those are the guys that they will look to move and try to rebuild the prospect base that's not as strong as it was before this winter. Daryl is in Stony Creek. You're on the Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
I appreciate your ongoing analysis, and it was very interesting to hear about, in relation to their opposition tonight, their percentages and how
crazy
many points above. But I think that the biggest single disappointment for me, like the biggest disappointment all year, has simply been their inability as veteran players to deliver at key points in games. And when they've had opportunity after opportunity and not be able to drive a run in, not be able to move a runner over, these guys are veteran players. And I think my
biggest Darryl, you know how many hits the Blue Jays have this year with the bases loaded?
No, I don't.
One.
You know something? You just ruined my whole Victoria Day weekend.
I'm sorry.
What?
Maybe it'll be better by Victoria Day weekend.
You know, I mean, here
maybe
we are.
Tomorrow and Sunday they get some.
You know something? Tonight I was talking to a whole variety of people, and all kinds of people were coming by that had Yankee hats on, and I said to them, you know, you should be ashamed wearing that kind of hat, having some jibe with them, etc. But the bottom line is, it's tough to be a proud Blue Jay right now, not because of the record, quite frankly, Mike, but it's been how they have not been able to deliver. The key hit, the key moving over, as I just said, the element of, veteran ball players, I guess that has been the single disappointment to me more than anything else. I understand injuries. I understand some of the difficulties they've been going through, but the bottom line is, you know, exclude how much they're being paid. We're talking professional ball players who cannot execute.
And you know what? I'll tell you. Your point is reasonably well taken, but here are the facts going into today's game. And in today's game, the Blue Jays were 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. But going into the game, the Blue Jays were hitting .245 as a team, and they were hitting .239 with runners in scoring position. So not much worse. Jose Bautista with runners in scoring. This is with runners in scoring position. Jose Bautista is hitting .296. Emilio Bonifacio is hitting .278. Mark DeRosa is hitting .286. Edwin Encarnacion is hitting .289. Adam Lind's hitting .286. Colby Rasmus is hitting .323. So the guys who've really been poor are J.P. Arencibia, who's hitting .148. Melky Cabrera at .250. Rajay Davis at .133. Meister Stirs at .115. Brett Laurie at .235. So the veteran guys have actually been fine with runners in scoring position this year. And better than they've been the rest of the time. I guess they just haven't had enough opportunities to get those big hits in big spots.
And Mike, one of the things I appreciate about your show is, you know, the empirical evidence that you bring to certain elements, just as you did right now. But regardless of whether they're veteran or there's none of these guys that are rookies, they are seasoned, if not seasoned veterans. And that's, I guess, the point. And it's just as I listen to the numbers, 239, 245 with runners in scoring position is not something that you want to be proud of. End of discussion.
You're right. 245 overall, 239 with runners in scoring position. Until the last week or so, the bats have been pretty much silence.
Anyway, I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate the empirical data you brought to it. All you've done is reinforce what I was, I guess, suggesting is the inability to deliver in the key element. That's what the Yankees have done differently. Even Boston, when they were on bits of runs, it wasn't that they were hitting the cover off the ball. They were hitting when they needed to hit. And that's the difference. And it's...
You're going to hate me for this, Darryl. You're going to hate me for this.
You've already ruined my weekend with the first piece of data. Don't do it to me again.
The Yankees are hitting .219 with runners in scoring position this season.
Okay, and there's my point precisely. If they're .219, they've at least been doing it when they needed to, or they wouldn't be 10 games over .500. It would be impossible.
Or they've been getting really lucky. And I think what it comes down to maybe is that they've been getting really lucky. Unfortunately. I appreciate the call. I do. And I'm sorry that I ruined your Victoria Day weekend by telling you that the Blue Jays only have one hit this season with the bases loaded. But it is, as sad as it is true. 14 at-bats with the bases loaded. 17 plate appearances with the bases loaded for your Toronto Blue Jays this year. They have one hit. It was a three-run double by J.P. Arencibia. Taking your phone calls to the bottom of the hour at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays fall 5-0 to the New York Yankees. It is the Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Pitch hit on the ground to the right side with left to Lovett. No play at second, so Emilio goes to first. The run comes in to score. Out is Cano, but he drives in number 27, and the Yanks go out in front 1-0.
First inning, after Brett Gardner's triple and Jason Nix walked, that one run was enough. All the Yankees needed in a 5-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays now 1-6 on Fridays. And they've been shut out each of the last three Fridays. Now, of course, the last time they were shut out on Friday last week, they didn't lose in between now and then. So that's good news. And they have won 7 of their last 11. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk. We're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Rui is in Toronto. Hello, Rui.
Mike, how dare these fans, after one loss, come out tonight and hate on the Blue Jays after they just won 4 straight and 7 out of 10?
It's the way it works. That's the way it works.
What is the record in May? Can I ask you that? What is our record in May?
You can. It'll take me a second to look it up. They lost their first 4, so I think they're probably 7-7 in May right now. But
we're not
make
bad.
Sure.
May, we still have a chance to win this series today. This
7-8.
Seven and eight. That's fine. We still have a chance to win this series this weekend against the Yankees, and we have a chance to have a winning month. They're on the right track. It's going to take them a while. And Mark Burley tonight was not terrible. He had a pretty good game. It was just that late inning, that I think it was the 8th inning or the 7th inning. He gave up those 2 runs where he was on the bench. They tapped onto him. That was what sealed the deal for this. And the Yankees pitcher was on fire tonight. He was outstanding.
All of it is true. All of it is true, and it reminded a lot of people of the way the first 5 weeks of this season went.
People need to relax.
That's the way it works.
Out of the game, they put that. I don't know who the second pitch was for the Yankees, but then the Blue Jays started hitting a few balls there, looking like the Jays. This was just a great game by the Yankees pitching. It was a good game by them, and you're going to have that. After you win 7 out of 10, you're going to have a loss like this. Now's a chance for the Blue Jays to come back tomorrow and win a game. They're not going to win 10 wins out of every 7 games they play. The haters need to know this.
Well, you just told them. Thank you, Rui. I agree with you. I think those first 5 weeks are behind us now, and that this team is playing a different brand of baseball than it was over the first 31 games of the season. But these losses are going to happen. Still, it would have been nice if someone other than Melky Cabrera and Edwin Encarnacion had gotten a hit tonight. Mike is in Richmond Hill. Hello, Mike.
Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm good, Mike. Mike, I got more of a question for you. I'll be honest with you. I'm a new baseball fan, so to speak. I haven't been watching, paying attention to the Jays in the last couple of years, and I'm just worried about. Like, I want to know your opinion on Gibbons. Do you think he's the guy to motivate and to inspire? And do you think he's the guy that creatively can use the lineup when healthy, when things are in line? But I don't know, man. I just want to know your opinion on that. And number two is, I'm baffled that, you know, you just come off 5 in a row. You came off 2 convincing wins over San Fran. I understand you have the day off, but at the same time, the Yankees were playing last night as well. And, I to come out and just lose at 5-0, I don't know. It just confuses me.
Shouldn't confuse you. It's baseball. And maybe that's the confusing part. It's so unlike all the other sports in that in baseball, the best team is going to lose to the worst team not an insignificant amount of times. Whereas in hockey, in basketball, in football, it almost never happens.
Wow.
There's no momentum in baseball because really, it doesn't matter how hard you try. You can't out-hustle. You can't out-want the other team in baseball. There is no opportunity in this sport where you can take the ball away from the other team, whereas in all those other sports, you can. So you got to wait your turn. They got to have their turn. None of that stuff matters in baseball. I mean, obviously, if you don't care or whatever, then you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
But the other way around, you can't outwork another team into a win in baseball where you can in every other major sport. And as far as John Gibbons goes, I mean, that goes to this as well. John Gibbons, I think, is a fantastic tactician. I think he's excellent at knowing what buttons to push, who to use where, how to use his bullpen, stuff like that. But as far as motivating them goes, doesn't matter. I really don't think that matters. I think what
matters...
It doesn't
matter to get his message across?
Well, no, the message is go win a ball game. Play the game properly. They haven't tuned him out, but there's nothing a manager can do, I don't think, that's not between the lines to get his team to play better.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I don't disagree with that. But as far as, then, you know, yes, the manager is to use his creativity as far as tactically, but again, you know, just on a daily basis, being with these guys, like inspiring them and hopefully encouraging. I don't know. I just don't get that vibe, or I hope.
Yeah, but you have no clue, right? I mean, you're not behind the scenes with them. You don't
see
how he interacts with
them. Well, yeah, we're just watching what we watch during a game, absolutely.
Right, absolutely. And I'll tell you this, they all like him. They all respect him. And
awesome.
He's an excellent manager and an excellent baseball man.
Awesome.
Thanks
and
for
Mike,
the call, Mike. What?
Question.
Quick,
how come at a 3-0 pitch, batters don't hit it?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. A lot of times they don't. A lot of times they're given a take signal. But more often, I think good hitters anyway, when they get to a 3-0 pitch, will look for a specific pitch in a specific quadrant of the plate. And if they get that pitch, they will be prepared to destroy it. They might not always, but they will be prepared to destroy it. If they get a pitch that's not where they want it, that's not the pitch they want, even if it's a strike, they'll let it go, and they should. Because the pitcher still got to throw two more strikes to get them out. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your newness to baseball. I appreciate everyone who's new to baseball, even though it really does seem like a lot of people who are back watching the Blue Jays after a long time away are really, really quick to throw down the hate. I still like that you're paying attention again. Know that this game does not determine the season. That the Blue Jays had a 4-game win streak and they lost 5-0 tonight. They're back at it tomorrow. They've got Brandon Morrow up against David Phelps. We're on the air at 12:30 for a 108 first pitch. And we will talk to you then. Good night.